Good evening. Welcome to the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. Last night we talked about Dolores Claiborne. Today I thought, let's just talk about music, because for me it's more naturalistic to talk about music. There are certain aspects to film. It's like, okay, I gotta read this, I gotta remember to mention this. The film nerd in me comes out. But when it comes to music, it really is a bittersweet symphony kind of time. And 25 years ago, it was when The Verve put out Urban Hymns. Bittersweet Symphony was this gigantic hit. It was in commercials, and then, boom. The Rolling Stones claimed copyright that the strings were taken from, I guess, a cover version of one of their songs. And thus, The Verve got screwed. But in the long run, what The Verve put out is a really great album. It's sample-based. It's organic. I mean, Chasing That Butterfly, Sonnet, The Drugs Don't Work, Come On. What's another one? Oh, geez, that album. The Rolling People. I'm naming the songs off the top of my head. Lucky Man. Velvet Morning. I mean, the whole album is a beautiful, just gigantic sonic structure. But if you've ever heard Bittersweet Symphony, you've heard the strings. Now, people just like that from The Verve. But for me, like listening to that and then diving further into the album and realizing, oh my God, this is just such a great album. And then going back and listening to what the band had to offer, and it was just magical. I mean, their albums are so different. Such a very organic band, and you know, there's so many things. I mean, Alice in Chains put out Dirt 30 years ago. Bob Dylan put out Time Out of Mind the same day, 25 years ago, won album of the year for it. So, yeah, music really. And you think about that, okay, 25 years ago, The Verve, 25 years ago, Bob Dylan, Time Out of Mind, and they still sound really good. And then Alice in Chains' Dirt, which is 30 years old, that is an iconic album. If you talk to people, Rooster, Them Bones, Angry Chair, Down in a Hole, I mean, just that whole album. Wood, Damn That River. I mean, Alice in Chains really just hit it with that album. That album is, you know, Facelift put them on the map with Man in a Box, but Dirt really solidified Alice in Chains. They really were separate from the rest of the other bands, because, you know, there was this whole Seattle Storm, the Seattle Sound, and we're going to dive further into that in a minute. I'm going to take a brief break, and stay tuned. Dr. Zeus Film Podcast coming up. Oh, so we're back. Well, I'm back. Dr. Zeus Film Podcast, Music Edition. Music, really, it ages like fine wine. Well, good music. I mean, the other stuff, Hit Me Baby One More Time. No. Pop music. I started watching My Life as a Rolling Stone, and that is, oh my God. They address Altamont Speedway. They address, well, there's, I think each episode is the different members. The first one is Mick, of course, you know. I like the Beatles, but the Stones, I mean, come on. With the Stones, it's much more than the songs. It's a vibe. It's a lifestyle. It's the Rolling Stones. And they have been parodied. And I mean, well, they can be parodied if you think about it. And that's nothing against the Beatles. You know, it's a different vibe. I know people who don't even like the Stones. They don't like Mick because they think Mick is ugly. And it's like, okay, I just like the Stones. I'm not trying to get with Mick. I like the music, you know. That's the thing with some people. They always go on and on about, oh, and they repeat those stories. Oh, I really hate Mick because he's ugly. Okay, we've established that. You don't like Mick, but I like the music. But then they keep, you know, it's like broken record. It's like broken record. So, and it's people in their neuroses and all that other shit. I love the Sticky Fingers album. I used to put that on and go to SoCal, Southern California, and just vibe out. I would just put it on and just rock the fuck out. And I loved it. And I love, you know, when you're on the freeway and you're doing 75, maybe I was going a little faster. And you're listening to Can't You Hear Me Knocking? Yeah, you've really eaten. You've eaten. And now I have to take another break because I have to go get my dinner. But we'll be back after these messages. And so we're back. Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. Music. It is just effervescent. And anytime you get a good documentary, especially a music documentary. Now, years ago, I watched the Rolling Stones. Gimme Shelter? I think it was. And it was the Altamont Speedway. That was a shit fest. And Mick admits in the new documentary, My Life is a Rolling Stone, that they should have never have done that. And they should have never put the Hell's Angels in charge of security. That's what happened. Now, the documentary also has Ike and Tina and Tina Turner doing Otis Redding's I've Been Loving You, and she really gives it to the audience. To this day, Tina is embarrassed by that performance because it's very sensual, it's very sexual, and you can see it as Mick is watching it. The Mick is obviously obsessed with it because he wishes he could do what Tina's doing, because Tina's got the audience in the palm of her hand. So anytime people talk about sexuality and oh my god, Beyonce, well, Tina Turner did it first. Others did it first, yes, but Tina Turner, what Tina Turner did as a performer, I mean, come on. That's some fucking crazy ass shit that she did as a really great performer. And you got to give it to her. I mean, well, she gives it to the audience, you know. She's looking at them and she's like, you got what I want and you got what I need. And babe, and she looks like she's going to have sex with that microphone. And that's, I guess, part of the act, part of what her and Ike did. And then continued it, but in a different vibe during her solo years. Her solo years, I mean, she always said she wanted to pack stadiums like the Rolling Stones. And she did. She did. She fulfilled that. So that's why she doesn't have to tour ever again. She's paid her dues. Now, the Rolling Stones, people often ask, okay, why do you all still tour? And they're like, well, that's all we know. That's all they know is the tour, you know. I've never seen them. I've always wanted to see them. That would be a really great experience to see the Rolling Stones. And, you know, my aunt saw Tina Turner. She liked it. She liked it. But I think, you know, there was a different time and Tina's music is a vibe. It's a vibe. And it dominates the lives of men and women, and especially women who have been through really bad relationships. So we'll put it at that, you know what I mean? So trying to get my card. Where's my card? There we are. Okay. and now it won't fit. Oh my goodness. It's the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. You know, this is my budget. This is my show. And fuck it. You're going to get a show. You're going to get an interesting show. And, yeah. So tonight, it's going to be a short one because I got shit to do. I got to go to work. But those, and I know I have new listeners. Welcome, if I haven't scared you away. eventually, I'm going to have more guests in the show. Coming soon. So, I'll be back after these messages. And so that's the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast, September 29th, 25 years ago, 30 years ago, a year ago. A lot has changed in music since then, and whether it's streaming, digital, people are even going back to vinyl. As always, unpleasant dreams.